Been talking hockey for a lot of the show. We have Dave Stubbs coming up. He's been covering the Canadiens forever. Really good on them. I want to ask him how unlikely he thinks this run has been, considering everything the Canadiens went through. They had a lot of issues during the season here. What Marc Bergevin has built there, and how much he feels that bringing in size has made a difference, or is it simply the Carey Price show in Montreal? So a lot to talk about with Dave. Ed Bouchette, top of the hour. Ron, we're finally getting around to the old mailbag here, and there were some great questions. One of them had to do with if I could cover, who was this? Was this Heather McMillan, I believe, or was it Ed Dice? Two people you know well, I know. They wanted me to answer this question. One venue that I've never been to, or one event that I've never been able to cover, that would be at the top of my bucket list. You?
Wow. I've covered just about everything I've wanted to, and I've been to just about every venue that I've wanted to. I guess I've always, one time, would have wanted to do an Indianapolis 500, and have been offered Chip Ganassi, I know very well. He said, you know, or Daytona 500, he's offered to take me along. I'd love to, you know, be behind the scenes with somebody like that. That would probably be, you know, I've driven by the Indianapolis 500. It's an incredible and just venue. I've never been there, never covered a race there. I can't think of anywhere else. You know, I've never been to the new ballpark in San Francisco, you know, with McCovey Bay out there, and that they say rivals PNC in terms of beauty. But other than that, I've been to just about everywhere, Joe.
Basketball game at Duke, have you covered?
I've been to the Dean Dome. I don't think I've ever been to Duke.
Would that interest you?
Yeah, sure, it would interest me.
How about a venue you never got to cover, you never got to go into because they were gone by the time you were covering sports? Any of those old time places you'd love to see?
You know, I was at the old Boston Garden. I was at the old Yankee Stadium. No, not many that I can think of.
Memorial Auditorium in Buffalo. You ever go in that joint?
No, I've been in the newer one, but not there. I can't.
You never went there. That's surprising.
And I don't have any desire. Never had
well,
any
it's
desire.
Gone now.
Never had any desire when it was there.
Well, that reminds me. I wanted to mention this today. Rene Robert passed away.
I saw that. Was he part of the French Connection?
He sure was with Rick Martin.
Gilbert Perreault?
Gilbert Perreault.
I love saying Gilbert Perreault.
And growing up, those were my guys, the French Connection in Buffalo. And Rene Robert was also part of one of the worst trades in Penguins history. They were desperate for some reason, and he was an entertainer, no doubt, to get Eddie Shack, but they gave up Rene Robert, who was a two-time 40-goal scorer, had one of the most famous goals in Sabres history in the fog in the 75 finals. Indoor fog during that game, Ron, and Rene Robert beat Bernie Parent from an odd angle in overtime to force, I think it was it, did it force game six? I think it might have been, but it was in the finals, and he was a classy guy. I read in his obituary today, he was 72 years old, had a heart attack.
Way young.
That his driveway, in the early 2000s, he had his driveway at his house built using pieces of the old Memorial Auditorium. That's incredible, isn't it?
Okay, answer your question from your mailbag. Where?
Well, first an RIP to Rene Robert,
well,
for God's sakes,
just,
Ron.
You just delivered it. I know nothing about Rene Robert other than a part of his French
right.
Connection.
You bring up lots of people who pass away as RIPs, right? So, I mean, we don't just move on to the next topic, for God's sakes.
I knew Gilbert Perreault. I know that name. But I'm more interested in, rest in peace, please. I hope eternity of peace. What's your venue and what's your event?
My event would probably be the Final Four. I've never covered the Final
Four.
Oh, I've
done that a number of times.
Never. And I would like to do that. My venue would be one of two. I think I've told you this before. The Big House would be one.
Been there. Beautiful.
How old is that joint?
Older than me.
I can't believe I've never been there.
And it's so cool. It sits down. You go up to it and you don't see it. It's like in the ground. It's amazing.
they were one of my first favorite teams. I've told you I did a sixth grade book report on a Wolverine. I loved Michigan's colors and their stadium and the pageantry. And the fight song. The best one ever.
Now, Notre Dame Stadium I like even better.
That I have been to, and that was an experience.
I like that better than the Big House.
Remember Shady McCoy that day? I think you were there. They won in like four overtimes or something. It was Bostic to Jonathan Baldwin, and then it was the Shady McCoy show.
What a game. I don't think I was there. But I've been to a lot of Pitt-Notre Dame games. Been to Northwestern Notre Dame games.
They had free donuts that day at Notre Dame.
Played Northwestern. Northwestern had a running back in my era named Greg Boykin. I think he played in the league for a while. But I think it was Montana was on that Notre Dame team. And I'm there working in the sports information office. And Greg Boykin scored like on a 15-yard run 5 minutes into the game to give Northwestern like a 7-0 lead. And as he's going into the end zone, he's holding the ball out, taunting like the Notre Dame defenders. I think it ended up 49-7 or 56-7.
But you'll always have Boykin's run.
But I'll always have that run. In fact, I think I was at a Pitt-Notre Dame game. I took a bus to Notre Dame from Evanston, Illinois for a Pitt-Notre Dame game.
That's tremendous.
That was my first time at Notre Dame. I've been to Notre Dame Stadium a bunch. Lucky to be there. Been to a lot of Penn State, Michigan games. Covered Michigan, Ohio State games at Michigan and Ohio State. I've been so blessed with what I've been able to do over the years. It's incredible.
Rose Bowl, you been there?
Been there, done that.
Were you at the Sam Darnold game?
No, I was not. I was at, my old boss, Fritz Heisman. I was covering the national championship game was at the Fiesta Bowl. And he calls me up and he says, why don't you, take a quick flight up to California for the Rose Bowl? And it was Northwestern playing. And he knew that. And I go, I really don't want to, I'm down here. I'm covering this game. He goes, go. You'll be glad you did. I went and was glad I did.
I bet.
To see that purple grass in the end zone. You know, it was, and I always thank Fritz for sending me up there for that. And I covered a USC, that was USC Northwestern. I covered another two or three games. You talk about a beautiful venue. That may be as pretty as anywhere in the country.
Dodger Stadium?
Been there many times.
Planning on going there in October. And guess what I just did the other day, Ron?
What?
The weekend, you're off that week, but that weekend of August 20th.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take a little jaunt, not you and I, me and my family, although you're invited by all means. Myself, my wife, and my daughter.
I'll bet the two of them would be lovely to have me join. Love to
better
have
me than
join
me.
You.
Well, I probably, bet if they, it was held probably. To a vote, they would choose you over
probably,
me.
Probably.
They dragged me along. Boston. We're going to take a little weekend jaunt and hit Fenway Park before she's too old to want to go there or to want to be with me. You like that move?
I've been there only once or twice, and that was not impressed. It's kind of a dump to me, and there's a lot.
But isn't that the beauty of it?
There's a lot, yeah.
Wrigley Field's a dump.
Yeah, but I went there probably dozens of times. I think I've only been to Wrigley two or three times. I mean,
Horse, you've been to Fenway?
Two or three times.
You like it?
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to eat the Fenway Frank.
Absolutely, the Fenway Frank.
It's unbelievable.
We're going to have seats. Well, the seats aren't,
well, you're
aren't
bringing
great,
up,
I'll admit
you're
that.
You're bringing up great venues. There have been a couple, like, SEC football venues in the South. Like
LSU on a Saturday night?
I've never been there. I've never been to the Swamp in Florida. Never been between the Hedges at Georgia. Those are places I would like to have on my bucket list.
Me too. All of those. But I can't wait to bring her to Fenway
Park. I've been to games in Nebraska. I've been to Oklahoma-Nebraska games, both places in Oklahoma and in Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
Those were pretty special.
I went to a Nebraska game. And
those were pretty special.
The enduring image from that whole day is a very defeated Wani on the team bus afterward. Remember, they either Pitt missed a field goal or Nebraska made a field goal, like on the last play. Any recollection of that game?
I do not.
And afterward, in the parking lot, a very, very dejected Wani. That's what I take from that day. That and visiting the bookstore, the apparel store on Nebraska's campus. It was like being in the mall in Minneapolis. It was incredible. And of course, everything
place.
Was red.
It's a unique
and I wound
place.
Up getting some sweatpants, Ron. Just, when I'm in a place, I sort of get in the spirit of the locals. You
now,
know
did
what
you
I mean?
Go to the Grotto at Notre Dame?
What's that?
It's like a... can't even begin to describe it. Google it. I can't even describe it. It's like a kind of a religious thing.
Probably not in that case.
I can't describe it.
I did go to the giant food cafeteria, I believe is the word for that, but it's more than that. It was the cafeteria from Harry Potter at Notre Dame. That's where they filmed it.
I was never a Harry Potter guy.
All right. Horse, you been to Notre Dame? You ever eaten there in the giant cafeteria?
I didn't eat in the cafeteria, but I've been to Notre Dame, yeah.
Enduring memories from that?
Yeah, how could you not?
I know. The thing that stood out to me there, beside the pregame donuts, Ron, which I found spectacular at Notre Dame, was the no phony artificial noise, like, you know, cheer, clap, noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you hate that? When there's a sign on the scoreboard that actually says noise to your crowd. If they can't manufacture it on their own, then what's the point here, right?
I agree. So Final Four is your event. And the Big House is your facility.
And Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field. And yet almost had an opportunity this year.
I know. And I had an opportunity way back the day that Paul Amalu picked up the fumble and ran for a touchdown.
I was there that day.
I had back surgery. I was in the hospital that day watching.
Been to many games at Soldier Field. That was kind of cool.
I've been to one, and it was rather eventful, if you remember the anthem fiasco.
That was the anthem game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think the best NFL venue. You know what? I always had a soft spot for the
Rich Stadium.
The Tampa Stadium. It had charm. There are football are kind of all cookie cutters. You can't do anything with
no
the dimensions.
No cookie cutter portfolios here.
You can't do anything with the dimensions like you can at a baseball, like the left north side notch or whatever.
Right.
Football is 100 yards. But I love that pirate ship in Tampa.
Sure. Yeah, great.
It has some charm to it.
Yes.
That's
I went there once, and I remember it for two things. One was Vance McDonald eviscerating that guy with a stiff arm. Remember that?
One of the great plays of the year.
And two was, three things. There was a chocolate fountain there. Do you remember that, and did you partake?
I'm not a chocolate guy.
Angel food cake plus fruit. Strawberries. Yeah, you dip it in the chocolate.
I would have gone for some strawberries.
Felt very extravagant. And while I was walking the halls, I was talking to Russell Martin, because I was doing a story on the 5-year anniversary of the wild card game, and was very, very just in wrapped in this conversation with Russell Martin about how he thought that hit off Cueto. He told me, he said, Cueto laughed when the ball hit the ground. And he said, I laughed too, and it loosened me up. And then he said the home run he hit, Martin's home run, the famous Cueto home run, he said when he hit it, he swore to himself because he said, I didn't get it. And he looked down. Then he looked up and he said, if there's such a thing in physics or science where the noise from a crowd can lift a ball out, it happened there because he said, I didn't get all of it. It was great,
Ron. I remember talking to him about that, saying he didn't even feel like he ran around the bases.
I love that guy.
He just floated.
He's one of my favorite athletes ever in this town. Russell Martin.
One other venue, the Dallas Rocket Ship is just tremendous. AT&T, you know, Jerry Jones.
That
World.
One left me wanting
well,
a little
that
bit.
Super Bowl.
Just because I kept thinking of Jerry Jones.
Yeah, and it's the same one in MetLife, New York. They're rocket ships, you know. Rocket ships. Decadent.
Nice little 2-point conversion to Randall
decadent.
L in that game, wasn't it, Ron?
Decadent, decadent, decadent.
Was that Randall L?
In the Dallas game?
Yeah,
in the Super Bowl. You know, when that's where Mendenhall fumbled, right?
Yes, but the Steelers had a comeback in that game, and they converted a 2-point conversion, and then they wound up getting the ball back late. And remember, with 2 minutes left and Ben, nothing happened. He threw to Mike Wallace. Bad things happened. But there was a great and underrated 2-point conversion in that game.
I don't remember.
Am I hallucinating, Ron?
Yeah, no, you may be. I don't remember it, but I'm not saying you are.
I'm going to look that
up. There are some
up.
Great venues, Joe. I've been thrilled to get to all of them. I guess Indy 5. I've been to the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs. I mean, I guess Indianapolis Motor Speedway would be one, and Daytona 500.
Did you interview any of the horses, Ron?
They had no comment. I was standing right next to Easy Goer, my favorite all-time name of a horse, Easy Goer, and he was very rude to me. He had no comment.
A real horse's ass, you might say.
He was a horse's ass.